With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congresswoman Sheila Cherfilas-McCormick is resigning rather than be formally disciplined by the House as part of an ethics investigation into her use of campaign funds. The Florida Democrat today said a House committee denied her adequate time to prepare a defense. Cherfilas-McCormick says rather than play what she called political game, she's stepping away. Members of the House Ethics Committee had been set to weigh what punishment to recommend after they found that Cherfilas-McCormick committed 25 violations of House rules. The Justice Department has begun a legal probe of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The Alabama-based civil rights organization says that the Trump administration appears to be preparing legal action against it or its employees. The center's CEO, Brian Fair, says they paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups and gather information on their activities, often sharing it with law enforcement. Fair says the information was used to monitor threats of violence, adding that the program was kept quiet to protect the safety of informants. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As an effort continues to arrange more ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran, the French President Emmanuel Macron set to insist on the Lebanese ceasefire continuing in Paris talks.
President Emmanuel Macron is to reaffirm France's commitment to the ceasefire in Lebanon and support for the country's territorial integrity while meeting Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam in Paris. Lebanon and Israel are also expected to meet in Washington later this week. Macron's office says the leaders will also discuss humanitarian support and economic reforms. This follows an attack on the UN peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon, known as UNIFIL.
That is Charles Ledesma reporting on Wall Street. Stocks taking a pounding today. The Dow right now down by 234 points. This is SRN News. A new poll out on President Trump and faith.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they think that Mr. Trump stands up for their religious beliefs. 51% of white Catholics feel the same, as do 46% of white mainline Protestants. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion are the least likely to say they think the president is standing up for their spiritual beliefs. Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Kansas law will allow college students to sue their schools for free speech violations. In Tennessee, a new law will encourage teachers and professors to include the positive impacts of religion in American history courses, both being done in the name of Charlie Kirk. More than 60 Kirk-themed bills have been proposed in more than 20 states seeking to promote his ideology and establish official days of remembrance. This is SRN News. The Pentagon wants to triple its spending on drone technology.
In a clear indication that drones and other unmanned vehicles have emerged as key weapons of war, the Pentagon's new budget proposal would allocate nearly $54 billion for military drones and related technology. The Defense Department request also includes $21 billion for weapons systems designed to take down enemy drones. A Pentagon official said drone warfare is rapidly reshaping the modern battlefield. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two U.S. officials killed in a vehicle crash as they returned from destroying a clandestine drug lab in a rugged region of Mexico over the weekend were working for the CIA. That is according to a U.S. official and two other people familiar with the matter. That crash also killed two Mexican investigators. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.